Shameless Media.
This episode of Everybody Has a Secret is brought to you by Boost. Call 1-800-JUICY, that's 1-800-584-239, and spill your juiciest summer stories to win.
Ever wondered if someone's having an affair, if their money's a little suspicious, or if the rumours about their family are true? Well, we think everyone's carrying around a secret. Sorry, sue me. Actually, don't sue me. And this show, well, it's all about spilling them.
Enough in that intro line, yeah. In that jingle line, so I'm glad you made us just now, Louis. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Everybody Has a Secret. My name is Annabelle Lee. I'm one of your co-hosts of this delightful show. Louis Hansen is my co-host. Hi, Louis.
Bonjour, ça va?
Hi, Ruby.
Hello.
I was going to call you Louis.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, the other day, Luby.
Luby. Oh,
someone.
Did this make the cut?
I don't know if it was within the episode or within the office or a video.
Oh, no, I can't remember. Else and I called Ruby Luby because I think I was thinking of you, Louie, for some reason. Well, as per always.
I kind of like it.
I like that.
Yeah. You're always on my mind. Okay, guys, how are we feeling? I feel like we've had a couple of crazy weeks.
We have.
Yeah.
We haven't even had a chance to debrief really about the prank.
That's so true, because I feel like last week we kind of dived in just straight into our chats.
Yeah.
And I feel like we forgot to even talk about the mariachi band.
Yeah.
So now that the dust has settled, firstly, let's talk about the sweat patches under my t-shirt. Induced by the absolute shock and fear. And I don't even care who you are. You could be a mariachi band. If the door flies open, which for a lot of you listening, a lot of you shushies who listened but didn't see the video, We were mid-conversation talking about some kind of serious stuff. And then the door flies open and a mariachi band rushes in. Which might have sounded a bit confronting as a listener.
Yes.
Which I agree.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so the door flies open and you could be a mariachi band. Great, well done. But yeah. I will be hit with fear with just like this sudden wave of sound and strangers coming into the vault. You know my loves, I'm very protective about who comes into the vault.
True.
But they are friends of the pod. They're so welcome to come into the vault because yeah. That was, I mean, such a treat.
Oh, and they were such troopers with it all. Like, we put them in these hilarious t-shirts. Not anyone would have said yes to doing that. And they did because they care about you, Louis. And they care about you turning 29.
29, feeling fine.
29, feeling fine. Yay! And they were so into the idea of celebrating you, and rightly so.
Yeah.
And I just loved how when they weren't in the studio, or actually I think it was when they left the studio after they had done the first happy birthday song, they were on their way to Swan, and our videographer Charlotte and our head of podcast Lucy kind of had to take them to the next spot.
Yeah.
And they
had... because you hit me with the 1-2 punch.
Yeah, we
in
were like,
studio
ever.
Surprise attack and then on Swan Street.
Yeah.
Oh, we mariachi twice around here.
Yeah, you simply have
to.
And I've always said that.
And I just love watching the footage that Charlotte got of the mariachi from here to Swan Street because they had so much fun. And I just love that Los Romanticos got around it all.
Shout
and they
out.
Just
so good.
Had so much fun with us. And I'm so happy. Should we take the listeners to how you felt the moment you were mariachi'd for the second time on our way to ice cream?
Because I was sad when they left after the studio and I kind of ran out of the pod studio, of the vault, sorry.
Yeah.
This is the vault and nothing but the vault. I ran out of the vault and I like wanted a photo. They were like the sweetest team. They were so lovely. I loved the t-shirts they were wearing, but I had been told they've been booked for something back in Geelong in like 45 minutes, babe, so that they need to run. And so they literally go, hi, bye. And I'm like, wait, can like we hang around? Like, let's have a party.
We knew this would be hard with you.
I know because I wanted to shake ass again.
Yeah.
So they sprint off. And so I was filled with this like rush of exhilaration, but I was also a bit sad that I was like, oh, like that was such a short moment in time, so transient, and I'll never see them again.
Yeah.
Obviously, I knew that there were more plans at play.
Yeah.
So when we walked from after the podcast to Swan Street to, you know, film a little vlog and ice cream, I was feeling happy, But yeah, sad that I'd never see them again.
Yeah. Mm.
And in no way, shape or form did I think that when we were so close to Messina, shout out Messina, if you want to sponsor the pod, let us know.
Enzo, sorry.
Enzo, yeah, who served us there was great.
Shout out Enzo.
Shout out Enzo. Yeah. We forgot about Enzo, yeah. But he really, God, did he serve us.
Yeah. Yeah.
So never in my wildest dreams did I think that the mariachi would pop around outside from the corner.
Yes.
On Swan Street. So it was powerful. It was truly the best day of my life.
Well, like a peek behind the planning of it all, we simply couldn't just mariachi you. Sorry, I almost dropped my lip liner that I hold in every episode.
Emotional support lip liner. Yeah.
We simply couldn't mariachi you just once. There was absolutely something missing in the idea of, well, it's Louis' birthday. We will surprise him with a happy birthday mariachi. There was like, oh, it's just not like zingy enough.
Mm-hmm.
And as we know, the bar was high with the billboard.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I still think that nothing will beat the billboard. We tried so hard. And so we came up with the idea of doing it a second time.
Yeah.
I didn't actually have an excuse as to why the mariachi had to quote unquote leave early and you quote unquote couldn't like hang out with them after the recording. So when you were like, oh my God, why'd they have to leave? I just like made up this story about them being Geelong based and having to go home.
They weren't Geelong based at all.
No, they told me earlier in our emails that they were coming from Geelong. They were doing like another gig.
They're going back.
So when you were like, oh, I'm so sad, I was like, I know, but like actually you would be surprised. Mariachi bands are so busy and actually from Geelong.
You were literally so good at playing that on that Friday. Like, I can't believe the acting skills that were coming out of your mouth. You're like, let's get an ice cream, let's go get one. I was like, we never get ice cream. You might not want to get an ice cream. The coffee shops are shut. But you were like,
Ruby's malfunctioning in the corner the entire time.
Honestly, it just went so smoothly. Congratulations, guys. Yeah. To you both.
We did it. We did it.
Go team. And everyone in the comments being like, look, out of the two pranks this year, you were so unbelievably kind to each other. And
well,
we were like, yeah.
I love it.
We're changing pranks' reputation.
No, totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Like, they were the nicest pranks that have ever been pranked on each other.
I'm sorry, but I wasn't going to follow up a lovely billboard prank with, like, me, like, I don't know, throwing stones at you or something. That's just, like, not the way I was going to do it.
Eat shit.
Eat shit. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
But no, it was amazing, and I'm so appreciative of the team because, yeah, I famously don't really like to celebrate birthdays that much. We've spoken about this in the vault. So that was honestly really sweet, and I appreciate it. So Snaps team.
Love you guys. We love you, Louis. Well done. So much fun.
So to just pivot in a completely different direction now, I had an email pop up.
Yeah.
Whoa.
In my Gmail. Shout out Gmail. That I want to bring forth and just chat through with you both about.
I love doing this in real time with you.
So I wrote an article for The Guardian a couple weeks back about being a horrible reply in the group chats.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I read this from top to bottom.
Yep.
It was delightful. God, pros.
God, you're good. Yeah, and it was kind of just saying that like when it comes to like emails and like messaging my manager and my mum and stuff, I'm like very prompt.
Yeah.
If it's work-related, 100%. But if it's group chats where people are just like talking about life, I get lost in the mix.
Yeah.
And I get just caught up in all the notifications that just come at you. It's 2024. Fuck. There are so many apps.
Yeah.
So then this was a couple of weeks back. Tell me why I get an email and I haven't even pulled it up yet, but
my heart's racing.
Yeah.
What is this?
This is a new segment that I'm going to start in the vault.
Okay.
And it's called Was She Hitting On Me?
I love it already.
I love it too.
We could just end it there because powerful.
Yeah.
So this email, I'm going to be so vague with some of these details because it's from a psychiatrist.
Mm.
Oh,
it's from a psychiatrist, and the subject line reads, "Your Guardian article." She starts off by saying, "I loved your article about the group chats."
Yeah.
And, you know, here are my thoughts. Like, I'm a psychiatrist. This is kind of my realm of work. And here's maybe my advice when it comes to things. And I was like, okay, cute. Because sometimes when you like write an article, it will elicit like an email or, you know, just a DM from someone who wants to talk about it. So fine.
Yes. Oh, God.
I'm going to read the final paragraph, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What could she have possibly said?
Yeah.
She goes, "So I'm not particularly expecting you to reply, but if you ever did want to chat or whatever, I'm a wicked conversationalist and, well, kind of cute and smart, smiley face."
And to clarify, Miss Psychiatrist is a woman.
Yes.
There are so many layers to this.
Oh my God.
Okay.
And so, and it was in that moment where, like, it was a super professional email, really lovely. But to end it off with, I'm a wicked conversationalist and, well, kind of cute and smart, smiley face.
That is bold. She is the woman I want to be, but also in the same breath.
And so, to my gorgeous shushies, was she hitting on me?
Yes.
Yes, because I think if she just wanted to be friends and have a catch up as friends and talk about the article in person as friends, she would have made that way more abundantly clear. And she wouldn't have said the I'm cute and like attractive and date me kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And then she includes her like professional details at the bottom. It was just like, I showed one of my other friends and we were just looking at it like, that is so fascinating. If you're going to go all out on the flirting train, just like fucking go full force. Like, but it was like the fact that it was shrouded in this like professionalism, like talking about your article. And then at the end, I'm kind of cute too.
Yeah. I just read it like, what?
Yeah, nah, she's shooting her shot.
If anything that confuses me though, the whole like wrapping it in the I'm a psychiatrist and I have professional opinions about this. And then also just having a one liner of like, date me.
Yeah.
It's so cheeky.
It's bold. Yeah.
It's bold. And so like I truly respect that energy.
Yeah.
But it just did make me think, have either of you, and look, it's so fine and cool if you haven't ever been in this situation.
Yeah.
But have you ever been in a situation where you talk to someone and then you're like, were they hitting on me? Like, you can't tell?
You're like confused.
This is literally me in every interaction I have with like a man ever in any forum. I'm like, wait, what? Are you obsessed with me?
Yeah. Do you like me? Or
like, it's literally if someone talks to me at a cafe.
Yeah, yeah.
If someone DMs me something that's so non like cheeky like that, I'm like, whoa, wait. Are we married?
Yeah, yeah. You told me things before and I'm like, they're hitting on you. And you're like, are they?
Yeah, like, let's unpack that. Let's talk about it for an hour, Ruby.
That's so real. That's actually like the best answer I could have ever asked.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Every day, every day. Nothing's really coming top of mind for me, no.
Well, that's great for you then.
Do you think that's good? Yeah. I don't know. Well, something happened to me yesterday when I was walking out of the train. It was like in person though. It actually is like kind of too off tangent to this example, so I don't know if it's worth bringing up. But basically, I was walking out of the train station. There were all these skaters. This skater came behind me, like swerved around me and was being like so inappropriate, like flirty behavior. Like I'm like, and this makes me think about, are you trying to hit on me? I mean, it's not a message. Yeah. And then he stacked it. And then I went, ha ha, like Nelson off The Simpsons. Because because I'm like, get the fuck out of my way. Sorry, I've got a gripe now. This is
no, keep going.
But I don't
going.
Like that shit. Like, I'm just trying to get my tram home. And then he was like, oh, did I scare you? So,
That's menacing.
Yeah.
That's actually, you know what? I was laughing quite hysterically before, but actually that's menacing behavior.
Yeah. So to what you're saying, no, never like a message like that or like meeting someone in a bar or a pub or like when you're like confused.
Never an email from a psychiatrist.
No,
an email. Fuck.
Yeah.
That is so interesting. Did you reply? Will you reply?
No.
It's just a producer question.
Yeah, yeah. No, like, please ask the questions. You're an investigative journalist. Yeah. And you ask all the right questions. But, yeah, no. No.
I guess, yeah, wait. I'm forgetting you actually have never met this person. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, have you seen them before?
And, like, what would you feasibly say? Like, are you hitting on me? Or, like, yeah, let's catch up. Those are probably your only options.
Yeah.
Like,
I truly say? I don't know. Maybe if it had stayed on topic, I may have responded. But even then, like, sorry, we're talking about the fact that I wrote an article about struggling to reply to like things in life.
Yeah.
Like, you can't give me something else that I struggle to reply to.
Nah.
That's true.
And I can't, look, I gotta be real. I can't respond to everything that pops up. You know what I mean? Like, sorry.
Yeah.
to all the ladies in your DM, we can't get them all.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, that little twist at the end really threw me. And I guess that's that on that.
That is a brilliant segment.
I love it so much. Yeah.
But if we make an ongoing segment, that will just mean that I'll be coming to the podcast every week being like, so this person looked at me this way.
Yeah.
Is he flirting with me?
Yeah.
So we've opened a can of worms. So stay tuned.
I hope that you do come to the table and continue this segment of was she hitting on me?
Please. Yeah.
I will. Stay tuned. I will definitely bring something. All right, Ruby, is it time to hear today's secret?
Yes, it is. It is indeed. I am really excited for this one. I hope you're both ready. This could honestly be one of the juiciest secrets we've ever had. I think it's like seeking new husband level.
Whoa. Should we tell the shushies about how you're preempting that this will go off on TikTok? You have power over this.
What about if it doesn't?
You have power over this.
I'm manifesting.
Watch this hit flop top and just flop harder than it's ever flopped.
Yeah, I put on fake tan last night. I've got my lipstick on. I curled my hair. But I do have a friend's wedding tomorrow. But I know that's in like 24 hours. So, yeah.
But also, if any publication
need
wants to
look cute for the Daily Mail, mum.
You're like, if you need a lead image for the New York Post again, I've done my lashes, babes.
Yeah, I'm ready. Do you know what the best thing is, though? The last time we did go viral with Seek a New Husband, I was wearing like the nicest top. My hair was perfect. I just knew. So,
see, good vibes today.
Thoughts and prayers be with us.
It's always whenever an article picks up a story or whatever and then uses one of our images.
Oh, yeah.
I look the fugliest in a frame. It's like, and it's like to the writers and the editors. Why did you pick out of all the screenshots from our socials, you pick the one where I look like a thumb? Once again, don't piss me off.
Never look like a thumb, but I know what you mean when you see those reaction photos and your face is like, ooh. Yeah. And you're like, cool. Thank you so much.
It's like, the two of you are like glamour acting headshots and it's me in the corner looking like a thumb.
Absolutely not. Anyway. If it's any consolation, I feel like a thumb today too. So let's hope it goes viral.
You sound so silly. Okay, perfect.
Amazing.
Excellent.
Well, this secret comes from listener Kate. Hey, Annabelle, Louis, and Ruby. This secret probably will destroy my life and those closest to me.
Fuck.
Whoa.
I've not only had my heart broken, but I may have just shattered my best friend's life and tangled myself up in a huge mess. I'm a long-time listener, but a first-time secret sharer, and I couldn't keep this one to myself any longer. I'm really desperate for your advice. This secret involves my best friend, Paige, and her family, in particular, her dad, Chris. Paige and I have been inseparable since high school. Our friendship has only grown stronger over the years, and now, at 28, we're practically sisters. Earlier this year, Paige got engaged to a long-term partner, and they're planning their wedding for 2025. Meanwhile, I've just come out of a major breakup with my high school boyfriend. We were together for what feels like forever, and let's be real, the first heartbreak always hits the hardest. Paige has been my rock through it all. I wouldn't be standing where I am today without her. She's been the ultimate shoulder to cry on, and because of that, her family feels like my family. Paige has been living at her family home, saving for a house and the wedding. After the breakup, she offered to let me stay with them while I got back on my feet. It's been really nice. I love her parents. They're young. They had Paige when they were 18. So there hasn't ever been a disconnect in our conversations and common interests. We all get along great.
I have a horrible feeling. Really.
Since the beginning of this secret readout, Annabelle's face has just been like, what the fuck's happening now?
Oh,
like,
God.
We've just been so conditioned to just be so apprehensive.
I'm thinking worst case scenario.
Totally.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I think I might have gotten a little too close. Oh,
yep, there it is.
Yeah, there it is. Uh-huh.
Paige's mum works shift work, and lately, with Paige and her partner looking at wedding venues interstate, it's just been me and her dad, Chris, at the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we saw this coming.
Yeah.
A few months ago, Chris and I were home alone one evening. He cooked, not uncommon for him to do, and we shared a bottle of wine, then another,
and another,
and things escalated. Chris began asking how things were going since my breakup. I opened up to him, and to my surprise, Chris shared his own feelings too. He opened up to me about his work-life balance and the impact this was having on his marriage. In recent years, he changed up his working routine so he could spend more time with his family and his wife. He mentioned it would often get tough when Paige's mum would be working night shifts too. We kept drinking and continued to get deep. By the end of the third bottle, he hugged me before heading off to bed. We shared a long embrace, which felt kind of good.
Oh, God. Mm.
And I pulled back and kissed him.
Oh, dear.
There it is.
He was shocked, but then he kissed me back.
Oh, gosh.
I was so drunk, so I wasn't thinking clearly about who I was doing it with, but it felt so good to be wanted, and I think he felt the same.
I actually feel anxious to read this next line. Oh my God.
Don't look.
Now here's where it gets complicated. I'm pregnant.
What?
3 months along, to be exact, and I haven't told a soul. The only person I've been with in the last 6 months is Paige's dad, Chris.
Wait, so they ended up obviously sleeping together?
Yeah.
Oh my God, this has got to be the most shocking secret we've ever heard on this show.
I know, it sounds crazy.
That's a big call, Annabelle. Oh my God.
No, we actually have some.
We've had some shocking ones.
Up there, sorry. Top 10.
Wow.
I know it sounds crazy, but I'm freaking out. I have no idea what to do next. How do I tell Paige that A, I'm pregnant, and B, the baby is her younger sibling? Chris and I haven't spoken about it since. I avoid being at home alone at the same time as him. We're civil when the rest of the family is around. And it was obviously a huge mistake. I think he regrets it too. Just so you know, I've never crushed on him before. Is he good looking? Yeah, of course. But I don't see him romantically in the slightest. It was one drunken mistake. I'm set to move out early next year with my cousin, but I don't know if I can wait that long. I'm already starting to show, and by then I'll be 6 months along. Paige would never speak to me again. I can't lose my best friend. She hates cheating, so she would probably never talk to her dad again either. And I'm worried Paige's mum would leave Chris too. How do I tell Chris at 43 that he's about to become a father again and risk ruining his marriage?
Oh, so he doesn't know.
No.
Not yet. Do I come clean and tell them the baby is Chris's, knowing it will blow up their family dynamic and my friendship with Paige? Or do I lie, say it was a one-night stand with a mystery guy and leave everyone none the wiser? It eats me up alive having to lie to her. Annabelle and Louis, I need you to help me figure out this fucked up situation. What do I do, Kate?
I'm just a shushy out here just having fun.
We're just in a little vault.
We're just in a little vault. Why do you have to ask us these questions?
I'm not old enough to deal with this kind of matter.
You're acting like this is my job.
Yeah.
Wow. This is
okay, well, what do I do?
I'm going to speak for all of us in this little tiny vault.
Yeah.
We need time to think about
this one.
Let's first hear a word from today's sponsor, hey? Ruby, are you ready to hear something juicy?
Yeah, of course. You know I am.
Well, Boost has launched a hotline. It is 1-800-JUICY, and they're here to crank up the fun.
Just picture it. You spill your juiciest summer story and score amazing discounts and freebies.
And the best part? Every call wins.
Okay, let's listen to one of the secrets that has been spilled right now.
Let's do it.
When I first started dating my ex-boyfriend, I ended up sleeping at his house for longer than anticipated. So after a few days being half Italian, my mustache started to grow back. So I didn't have my silky soft on hand, so a little motorized and hair trimmer.
Oh.
So when I was having a shower, I saw a razor on the wall. Turned out to be his sister's and shaved my mustache.
Oh.
Anyway, the next day he said, "Did you use my sister's razor?" And I lied and said, "No, I didn't." He goes, "No, I know you did." And
what's
I had
wrong
decided
with him?
I used it on my leg, but had a silky smooth upper lip. And I went as red as a tomato, and that was it.
Oh my God.
Maybe it's an unpopular opinion, but I don't think that's that weird using someone else's razor.
No.
And so...
But she shaved her moustache, correct?
With her boyfriend at the time, sister's razor.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a bit annoyed at him for making her feel like it was weird of her.
Absolutely.
Like, it's not that weird.
Nah, not at all. The razor's in the shower, grab it, I say.
Exactly. Like, whatever. Anyway, it's super easy, guys. Just call 1-800-JUICY. That is 1-800-58-4239. Share your story in 60 seconds and boom, you'll get an automated text with a unique code that can be redeemed on the Boost Juice app. Thanks heaps to Boost for making this episode of Everybody Has a Secret possible.
This one is reminiscent of a secret that has always stood out for me. And it wasn't even like a main episode secret. Mm. I think it was like as part of a quote unquote game or something. Ooh. But there was this one mini secret where it was like the bride and the groom at the wedding. And then the maid of honor was 6 months pregnant with the groom or something.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
And she kind of had a similar scenario where she was like, "Do I say anything?"
Mm. Yeah.
And back then we were kind of, I think we were of the belief that it's like, well, once this baby is born and starts to grow up and you are like still really close friends with everyone and you're in such close proximity, surely you're going to see that child grow up and start to look exactly like someone you know.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
The whole thing is messy.
Mm.
Everything's twisted and turned and like it's just I don't know. It's such an act of betrayal, Kate. Unfortunately, you've done this, and you're in a really tough situation. You're having a baby.
Would you say that this is the ultimate betrayal?
Yeah.
I think so. This is pretty bad.
This is so... Yeah. Wow. Like, on so many levels, Chris is married.
Mm.
Chris is your best friend's father. You've known Chris and his wife, your best friend's mother, for years. Like, they are, you said they're essentially family.
Mm. Yeah.
That's layer upon layer of, like, betrayal. And I know you said you were going through a rough time, but I'm sure we can all agree that doesn't really excuse what's happened here. And, like, I know Kate didn't wish this pregnancy upon herself and upon Chris, but still, she had full power over this decision.
Mm.
And there was definitely likelihood all along that something like this could have happened. She was playing with fire, very dangerous. They were both very irresponsible.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, yeah, you did a bad thing, Kate, and you know that. What do you think? Ultimate betrayal, Louis?
I think so. I truly do. I think that Paige's family have been obviously so close to Kate for such a long period of time.
Yeah.
On top of that, Paige's family have been so kind to welcome her in. Wait, what was the reason why she'd been living?
So she went through a breakup with her high school boyfriend at the start of...
Oh, and because of that, she moved in with Paige's family.
Yeah, just for some more support.
To have Paige's family be, like, kind enough to welcome her in during this time as well...
Yeah.
...does add another element of betrayal.
Yeah.
My gut reaction, and I'm keen to hear what you two think about this.
Mm.
My gut reaction is that, first and foremost, she should tell Chris, because right now... Kate is going through it totally by herself. And as we've just said, it takes two to tango, right?
Yeah.
They're both at fault here.
Yes. He's just as responsible. Mate. Yeah. You're also married. Yep.
And so I do think that he should know. Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. Oh, Rubes doesn't.
If she tells Chris, though, I'm not saying this is right or wrong yet. I'm just thinking out loud. But if she tells Chris, their whole entire family is going to know. It's going to blow up their whole family and her friendship.
Yeah.
And but, like, shouldn't it?
Exactly.
You did this thing.
Shouldn't it?
But also, like, this... And you know what? True. Chris needs to know because this child... We'll need to know one day who their biological father is. So it's going to come out eventually.
Like, it might not, though, if she doesn't decide to tell Chris and decides to keep this a secret.
But that's bad for that child.
Yeah, that's
so fucked up.
And that's what I'm saying is that, like, she kind of has to. You don't have to do anything, but you're asking for our advice. And my advice would probably be you should tell Chris because this baby is going to change his life as well.
Mm.
People probably need to know about this, and it will probably mean that Paige will be really mad at you and it'll probably blow up your friendship.
It literally will decimate it. No.
Yes, and Paige's family will no longer be yours.
Yes.
No.
And that is a consequence you have to face when you decided to make this decision to kiss Chris, to get drunk with Chris, to sleep with Chris. Like, there are multiple levels to this that you opted into, and I know it sucks. Like, you're in a really tricky position. But I think it's supposed to blow up.
Mm. Like, I'm sorry you feel so alone in this.
Yeah, of course.
When you weren't the only, like, key player in this scenario.
Yeah.
So I would definitely say, tell Chris first. I know you're thinking about, like, do I tell Paige and or Chris? It's like, I would just say, obviously tell Chris first because at the end of the day, whether you like it or not now, you two are a team because you have a child on the way.
Mm. Yeah.
So I would tell Chris first.
Fuck, man.
But I don't see a world in which you could have the child and not say anything to Paige and just kind of, like, go about life as if nothing happened.
Especially because Paige and her parents and her family are, as you said, Kate, your family. So you will likely be around them with this baby a whole heap.
Mm.
And it's going to be extraordinarily hard to keep it from them once the baby is born. Like, arguably even harder than it is now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To have the baby be in the same spaces as Chris as well, I'm assuming they would likely still stay close if you decide to keep this a secret. Also, I know maybe she's deliberating whether or not she should tell Paige first or Chris first. Can you imagine being Paige and having your best friend tell you that not only is she pregnant with your father's child, but she doesn't know if she's going to tell your father anyway?
Yeah.
Like, that's just like, I would receive that and go, why are you now making this, like, you're putting the choice in my hands.
Yeah, now Paige is carrying the mental load.
The burden of it. Not your burden, but I think that would kind of be a lot for Paige to handle. I think that you should definitely tell Chris first and let Paige know once you've kind of figured out some sort of
game plan.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I think you and Chris should figure out a game plan together because you two both fucked at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You both did something that was very naughty.
Yeah.
So I think at the very least, you two need to come together and be like, hey, this is happening now.
Yeah.
Right? So what are we going to do together as a team?
Yeah, and here's how we're going to tell all of our loved ones who are like shared loved ones, which is going to be really rough for them.
It's so, your friendship with Paige will never be the same.
No.
You know, like there is no way you could say, hey, I had sex with your father and we're having a child together and like cheated on your mother.
Yes.
And there's no way that Paige would sit back and be like, okay, there is a way we can work through this. I don't think there is literally one facet of like a resolution in that regard. Am I crazy to say that?
No, I tend to agree because, I'm assuming the family will break down in some way that Chris and his wife, mm-hmm. I've forgotten her name and I probably should have her name.
She was unnamed.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chris and his wife will likely not be together anymore.
Mm.
And that will obviously have a trickle down effect to everyone in the family.
Yeah.
And Paige has been by your side through a lot, as we've established. Mm. She's been there. She's been your ride or die. And I can't imagine.
It's just so
I can't
wild.
Imagine how much of a blow that would feel like. And I know, again, that's going to be a hard conversation for you to lead and have to tell her. So thinking of you in that respect.
But it's
my
like,
God,
you did this.
And imagine how absolutely caught off guard and betrayed and horrified Paige will feel on the receiving end of this. I can't imagine how she's going to take this.
To have a best friend sleep with one of your parents?
So I feel like at least you owe her the truth because what you did was really bad.
Yeah.
And I do know that some people, because you thought this as well, Ruby, and I think that's so natural. I think some people are going to say, why don't you just avoid all of this by not telling anyone?
Yes. Not that I know if I believe that, but I was
it's an option.
I think a lot of people, we hear, like from secrets we get sent in, they're like, no one knows if this child that I've had with X. Like,
or
it's like people will hide this stuff because it's too hard to come clean.
And I know of situations like this. Like, I've heard of situations where something like this has happened and somebody's kept a secret like this that involves a kid and then years down the track, everyone finds out and the child is like older. And that's arguably ended even worse than it could probably end in a situation like this if you were to, Kate, tell Chris now.
Mm-hmm.
Before the baby's born, you guys have time to kind of figure out what you want to do.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder. Later.
And give Chris the option to like be a supportive father as well.
Yeah.
Right?
No,
why are you smiling?
I'm just like envisioning all of this. It's so whack. Like him being a supportive father to his daughter's best friend's child that they share together.
Like regardless of like whether they'll like be together or not. It's like, sure, if you two like have a chat and then you're like, look, not that I agree with it, but it's like, let's not tell anyone.
Yes.
It's like, cool, come together as a team and decide that, although I don't agree with that. But, like, just tell him first and foremost so that he's able to opt in and, like, be like, okay, wow, this is so fucked up, but, like, there's a child coming into the world and, like, I will support this child.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Even though this child was conceived in very, very naughty,
naughty
circumstances.
Ways. Yeah. And, like, give him an opportunity as well to take ownership of his part that he played in this as well. Because I'm imagining Kate is beating herself up about this, which she should. But right now she's dealing with all of the possibilities of what could happen if I tell a single soul. And I'm sure you're drowning in the fear of it all.
Yeah.
Load some of that off to Chris because he's 50% to blame here.
Yeah, 100%. And he's the one that's married. It's his family too.
Yeah. Like, and maybe we haven't talked about Chris enough here, but like, whoa, Chris.
Yeah.
We know you're listening.
Chris.
You did a hugely bad thing.
So fucked up.
Like, wow.
To sleep with your daughter's best friend.
Yeah. Who you, I'm assuming, knew when she was younger?
Yeah,
they grew up together. Like, went to high school together.
Really weird,
together.
Chris.
They have been
really
inseparable
weird.
Since high school. Chris, that's so weird.
That's so weird.
Yeah, and he kissed her back that night on the couch. And that's the thing, like, we don't have finer details. The interesting thing too, like talking about maybe Chris stepping up to be a supportive father of some sort in this scenario, like how would Chris react, do you think?
Oh,
like
well,
what
like,
about if he's not. Like, I'm not just trying to be cynical, sorry.
Yeah.
But I'm, like, looking at it from that lens. Like, what about if he isn't supportive or isn't stepping up or just doesn't want to own up to this at all?
Well, then you will – this is going to sound maybe too blunt – but then, Kate, you will be in the same situation as you are now, unfortunately having to bear this on your own.
Yeah.
We will be back to square one, but at least you tried to involve him. Like, I do think, weirdly enough, he is owed the, I don't know if respect is the right word, but you do kind of owe it to him and to your future kid to communicate what's happened to him, the other party in this whole scenario.
So true.
If he decides to reject this, well, fuck him. And then we'll have to figure out how to do this. You'll probably, I don't know, in that sense, does she tell Paige? Not only did she sleep with Paige's dad, but now she's also relaying this information that her dad also kind of sucks even more and is, like, not wanting to play a part in this baby's life.
Annabelle, if you... Yeah, no, I agree. Sorry, just, like, the gravity of the situation just keeps coming back
to
me in waves.
I know, it's a lot.
Like, if you came to me and said, hey, I'm having your step-sibling.
Oh, my God. Could you actually believe that?
Yeah, like, I know.
Out of this, oh, my God. Yeah, no.
Like, that's just so, it just keeps on hitting me. And I'm like, damn.
And then imagine also receiving the extra blow of, like, yeah, and, like, I tried to talk to him about it, but he's just, like, refusing to bear any of the responsibility of any of this. That would suck for Paige.
Yeah, and who knows? He might not. I was just, like, looking at it from that point of view because you just don't know.
Like, I don't know.
It's his family. It's his wife. It's his daughter. He could be, like...
He decided to cheat on his wife with his daughter's best friend. So who knows how he's going to respond after hearing this?
Exactly.
Let's be real.
We have no idea. But whether he responds in, like, a good way or a negative way, at least he'll be sharing half of the, like, I guess, mental load.
Yes.
So, yeah, you got to tell him, Kate. And then the two of you can come up with a game plan. But, like, regardless, this baby is going to be in the world soon. And if you are trying to continue having the, like, same... closeness of relationship with Paige's family, sooner or later, I'm just always of the belief that the truth's going to come out. This baby's going to start looking like Paige's dad and Paige is going to start being like, what's going on? I remember this period of time where you stayed in my house for a prolonged period of time.
Oh my God. Yeah. And if you do keep this a secret, as you say, it will come out and that will come out after years and years and that will be even more of a betrayal.
Yeah.
Like, it's just going to be, everything's going to be heightened if you decide to bottle this for years. And I just don't think that's, and hey, maybe there's a possibility where years down the track with this all out in the open, you guys could find a way
I did think that. Maybe there's a positive.
I love the optimism that both of you are emanating in the vault right now. Yeah. I hard disagree. I know that you're trying to think about it from all angles, but I just don't think there is one iota of a chance that Paige is going to be like, cool, my best friend is having my step sibling and I'll eventually be cool with it.
I know, but thinking that there are so many situations and people in the world that go through all kinds of things, I think there is like a 0.1% of an iota that there is some, like, a situation out there in the world that's kind of like this where they are living harmoniously now because years have passed and they're like, well, actually let's try and rally together and make this baby, this kid's life a happy one and not have everyone be so tense about, I don't know, like maybe there's a situation where people decide to put, think of the children first.
Yeah, yeah, look, you don't know.
Which is very optimistic.
It is.
I know.
So do you think
think of the children.
Yeah, so we're thinking of the children and Kate needs to tell Chris. Is that what you guys think?
Yes, so 100%. Kate asked us, what do I do? We're saying tell Chris now.
Yeah, and could it completely ruin the entire family dynamic? Of course, but this is what happens, Chris and Kate. When you choose to have sex.
All actions have consequences. Am I right, ladies?
I didn't mean to laugh at the way you said sex. No. It had a nice inflection on it.
Gave you a little
side eye.
Sometimes sex ends in bad things.
Yeah. Yes.
Not that babies are bad.
No.
But you're in a bad, tricky situation currently.
I know. It's really unfortunate, to be honest.
Yeah, like accountability error. Let's be in our accountability error.
Yes.
Thank you. Let's be accountable. And this is what's happening now. The truth is going to hurt, but we need to tell the truth.
Yes. Yep. Let's make the next steps and see how it all pans out, hey?
That is an explosive secret.
It's been a really explosive day today, honestly.
I was so excited to tell you guys.
Explosive episode.
Holy shit.
Thank you, Kate, for bringing that secret to us.
Holy moly. I think, yeah, the part that, yeah, scares me the most is that even Chris doesn't know. And Kate's just been dealing with this for 3 months.
Yeah. I know. And, yeah, in a few more months' time, she'll be showing. So she needs to say something quick.
Yeah.
Real ASAP, quick.
Kate. Guys.
Please keep us updated.
I know. I was going to say.
If it's not too traumatic.
Yeah.
Depending on like what happens. I'm so fascinated to know.
Same. Me too.
Oh yeah, this would be a great what happens next episode.
Yeah. We'll probably fit one in before the new year. So,
the new year. Yeah. Oh, we need to refresh. I need to just rid myself of all these secrets that I've heard this year. I need ring in the new year. Guys, that's all for today's episode of Everybody Has a Secret. Louis Hansen, producer Ruby, thank you both for this very eventful episode.
Oh, shit. It's been fun in the vault today. I mean, a bit, yeah, scary too, but
a bit scary.
Yeah.
I wonder if this will make it into news.com.au or the Daily Mail.
I hope so. I hope so.
But if it doesn't, lol.
Actually, but maybe for Kate's sake, I'm like, yeah, oh, yeah, you should tell Chris first before we go viral.
True.
Oh, God.
It's all right. We've kept everything super anonymous.
Super anonymous.
As we've always said.
Shushies, have the best weekend.
Have the best weekend, guys. Yay. I'm going to a wedding. I got my fake tan on.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm going to have a few Proseccos.
Gorge, looking glowy.
What are you guys doing?
So good. I have a wedding as well on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. Wedding bells.
I might have a few Moscatos. Something about weddings to me just reeks of Moscato.
Moscato.
Oh, and I just want to neck like eight Moscatos and just go, woo!
Yeah.
I'm so excited for you both.
Yeah.
Guys, what can I say next? Everybody Has a Secret is produced by Ruby Hall and executive produced by Lucy Hunt. And to you at home listening, thank you for supporting the show. If you have a secret you're ready to share with us, submit it to us at everybodyhasasecret.com.au.
Do it.
You will, of course, be kept anonymous as all the players in today's secret have been.
Yeah.
Yes.
All pseudonyms.
Yes.
Pseudonyms,
of course. As for socials, you can find us on Instagram at everybodyhasasecretpod and on TikTok at everybodyhasasecret. And make sure you subscribe to our weekly newsletter called Ask Us.
Yeah.
You can get it in your inbox every Friday morning. We will definitely leave a link in our show notes. See you next Friday, guys. Bye, shushies.
Bye.
You know,
it's over.
We
again.
Don't say enough how great your pipes are.
Yeah.
Like impressive pipes.
We need a karaoke night.
I fully did not try to just sing there. Like,
no, you did.
You know how some people like fake sing in the hopes that someone will be like, whoa, you're actually a really good singer.
No, but the fact that you're fake singing is like on pitch.
Yeah, that was
is
good.
Mind blowing.
I will say, babes, I think I have a pretty good pitch.
Nah, you do. And on that, see ya.
Bye.
Ciao for now.
This podcast was recorded on Wurundjeri land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.